Очень трудно выступать, говорить что-то и вообще что-то делать после такого собрания, после такого Шиватхаварим.
It's very difficult to do anything.
It's very difficult to do something after such a powerful gathering of friends. It's really a strong closeness that influences everyone.
If we could support each other such that it would be easy in an elevated state to be all the time, so that if something would come, some, you know, bad state or something, that egoism is putting him down, and he would all the time feel so he would float all the time, up and down, and would elevate, because every time egoism grows and he ascends. So this is done by the Creator in order for him to and to feel inspiration with the help of friends and to be all the time in an elevated state. And you deflect like a ray of light all these problems, and they turn into their opposites. And so Baha'i Salam writes about this and in the Revelation of the Face of the Creator. It's such a very special article because it's very difficult to understand it. He writes that although when a person is in concealment of the Creator, just as we see the world, but as when he goes into the revelation of the Creator, people that seemed sick to him before, now he sees that they're healthy. Can you imagine? We think that this is objective reality, healthy or sick. And a poor person suddenly becomes rich. Some disrespected person becomes respected and loved. So all of this depends not on anything else but our outlook on the world. So the world changes so much under the influence of the upper light in the eyes of a person. And this is not a lie. This is truly a different reality that he begins to feel in transferring, in coming from the negative to the positive, in seeing the world as before the world, before the light acted on us, and afterwards. The same thing happens here now as well, in these small things that happen. Maybe a person is not in the best state. It's not easy for him. It's not that much fun. And gradually, under the influence of this event, of these events, like an influence like the gathering of friends, everything changes. Suddenly, a spirit appears. There's inspiration, there's a different look at the world. Everything depends only on the influence of the world, of the light that affects all of us through the group. So the most important thing is to be connected with everybody and to connect as much by losing your mind. You're constantly under the influence of the group. And that's the only way to accelerate our development. So to reach a state in which we'll see the world with different eyes, through different forces, a different program that's plugged into us. So there's this program that exists, a higher, upper program, but it has to be turned on, activated. And when it's activated, we'll see that we'll see a different world. Something that's truly... It's like a weak illumination. But when the real program comes, then we will see the world completely... completely light, completely happy, joyful. We'll see everything in the state of full correction. Nothing changes except our outlook on the world. The world itself doesn't change, but only the person from it himself starts to see it through, from a different angle, and a different illumination, and sees it completely differently. Completely differently and positively. Pure joy and happiness fills the world. This present world. And then we discover that this world seemed to us in all of our sensations as uncomfortable, unclear, full of problems, fear, and so on. Because we were on this level of observation. So, being together with the group, to give yourself over to it and allow it to work on you constantly, that's the most important thing. Years pass for a person to be convinced of this. For a small portion of light to gradually act on him, but it depends on us. We need to, once again, again and again, to be connected in these congresses and these gatherings of friends, and then to analyze how I changed before and after. How did I... What was I before I connected to them and after I connected to them? And what way can I... What can I do in order to perform a potential jump, to ascend to the next energetic level, to see them in the light of the Creator? And then he'll be complete. The thing is that nothing changes except our outlook. Except our vision, our sight. Only our kilim change, our organs of perception. But the world is the same. The world of infinity. It, by itself, is what we're swimming in. And for that reason, we need to change only our organs of perception. So that's our, in short, what I wanted to feel, what I wanted you to feel, that difference. To feel that difference with respect to how we were in our greatest states, that you would feel billions of times more and constant. And this would be truth and not some sort of, you know, escape from problems. So all of the problems and obstacles, everything that happens to the person, everything will change to absolute light. This is what we have to come to. Once again, I need to thank the World Group for its support of our Congress and the whole World Group, and we here as well, for the support of our group in Israel, for their great work in dissemination that they're undergoing right now, that they're taking upon themselves. I don't even know how to say it. It's not even dissemination. It's not the revelation of science of Kabbalah. It's like in connecting to people when in conditions that are given to us by the Creator, very critical and not simple conditions that He gives us. He toys with us in such a way when we must enter the most extreme states, when we must simply go in faith above reason, with our eyes closed, separated from everything, from all calculations. This is what is being done right now by the Israel group. And I'm very grateful to the whole world, Kli, for your support. Thank you very much. Bala Sulam writes that the most important thing that he can do, his main goal is to tear down this iron wall that separates Kabbalah from the rest of humanity. Because if we will not break this wall, humanity will continue to descend. You know, I wrote about this many years ago, 7-8 years ago, for 5 years before the crisis. How much did I write about it already? The crisis is coming and coming. People didn't agree and they were laughed at it. I understand them. Also, when the crisis started, I continued to write that it will continue, that it'll last for years or dozens of years until humanity changes. But of course people wrote that, yeah, you know, everything's okay, everything's changing, everything's fine, it's coming back, crisis is over, and everything's good. Humanity doesn't understand what situation it's in, what helpless state it's in. What sort of hopeless state it's in, I would say. Because humanity doesn't have the means to change anything. It's moving ahead by a given path, which is governed by these two forces, the positive and the negative. And in reality, people can't solve this riddle. They just don't understand, because in our world, under the Mahsom, under the border separating our world from the spiritual, there's no force which would give a person the ability to correct in their present state their society, their family, politics, economics, the ecology. Nothing. Everything just goes down and down and down. It gets worse and worse. And therefore, we, owning at least a small amount of knowledge of this process and this ability of the chance for its correction, must bring it to the world. Love of friends, love of the other, that is the basis of this world. Not our tiny little world that we're in, but the whole rest of the world, the external, enormous world. This love for others compels us to this task. And that's why we're doing it. Well, we have with you approximately 45 minutes, 3/4 of an hour. I'm prepared to answer your questions. Go ahead.
Добрый вечер. Здравствуйте, любимый учитель. Наконец-то мы все к вам приехали.
Good evening. Hello, dear teacher. Finally, you're here with us.
Ой, я Татьяна Борисовна из Одессы. Да.
Извиняюсь. I'm Elena Borisova from Odessa. Excuse me. Hello, dear friends, my beloved family. You remember I asked you a question? All my questions are commercial, you may say. I'll ask like this. You gave us all those little things, permission to sell those, and let us have a space in the new center and sell it and give the money back to the center. You promised. You said that if it succeeds, and we really succeed.
All right. Well, we have people here that might be able to take care of it, because this is related more to the business side.
It can bring us profit. And really, kids love it.
No, you don't understand. If it's connected to a factory, here you have Mushi. If it's connected to children, then please to Moshe Admoni. If it doesn't... I'm sorry, honey. It's just it's not to me. I am engaging in ideology, and that's it.
I just wanted to thank you for accepting all of us the way we are and justifying us. I don't know how to do it.
Do I have any other chance? Choice? In reality, really, when you begin to see people closer, through people, as it said. Not through as in you don't see them, but through, you see all of their, you see their dalit chinot, you know, their four phases, their full depth. You don't see anything bad, because everything that's bad comes from the Creator. But you see only if a person has their motion to the Creator, only that's left. Because everything else is not there. It's not ours. We were born with them, we grow up with them, we live with them. A person only has one thing. Did he get any effort that he gave toward the Creator? That is him. That's the only thing that is visible. So there are things to love.
Hi, Larissa from Peter. I wanted to convey from this United Women's Group our impression to the men and ask a question. How can a woman transmit her desire to the men so that they can do more? They can do more. It's felt that only little is missing. How can we convey to them this desire so that they would connect even more integrally and give us the light?
Well, what can I tell you? Of course, real men can't refuse a woman. I said that, you know, I said that to kind of diffuse the state, but really, if you go out into the wide world, into dissemination, then you can't really substitute that. A woman disseminating has a lot greater understanding from people. They'll begin to listen and understand better. In external dissemination, a woman is more she realizes herself more with her devotion, her consistency. So if you feel it's really this way, that a woman need, that men need greater connection, more motion forward and more energy, then you have to put them into external dissemination. There you'll start working together as one single whole. Here, our group in Israel, it truly is feeling this now for the for possibly the first time over the past 2 or 3 months. Because really, the women's part, it's showing its solidity, its loyalty to the movement, it's giving that base which is essential to a man. Because as a man advances, he has more freedom, more perhaps doubts, lack of understanding, problems. Because his quality is to advance, and he always needs a solid foundation, like a house, family, something like that. And if you begin this work, this serious work in dissemination, you'll see how you'll be able to connect together these two parts of the group. And you'll need one with the other.
Thank you, Rav. We'll do it with joy.
Hello, Rav. We have a question to...
Hi, Rav.
Wir fragen auf Deutsch.
Deutsch.
Wir sind die neue Wiener Gruppe.
Мы новая венская группа.
We are the new Vienna group.
Und seitdem wir begonnen haben, intensiver zu verbreiten...
And ever since we began to disseminate intensively, we feel that it's as if we need to leave our old reality behind and break from it. Basically, let go of all of the old contacts. How can we do it with the right intentions so that we won't have to replace one with another as we anticipate the new world?
I don't understand. I'm sorry, I don't understand. It's just asking.
The feeling is this, that for the dissemination, for what we have to sacrifice for the dissemination, for the new world, let's say...
What do we have to sacrifice?
Our career, my past, my previous life, and focus, concentrate on dissemination. To introduce this software to the masses, how to do it so that the intention is correct, meaning that we're creating a certain combination, a new world, in order to receive something from it.
I'm not sure exactly what you're talking about. I know that the direction is being developed very well in Moscow, St. Petersburg, Novosibirsk, Krasnoyarsk, and many places. We need to learn from them. Don't do any rapid movements. Don't take any special decisions. Only by counseling and learning from others. Being counseled by and learning from others. Don't, you know, drop your work or your job. Just move. Just advance a little bit forward, and see where really you can disseminate the integral education. In fact, you need to finish our courses in Kabbalah and in integral education. You need to take all this, this whole method, to gather your briefcase with your papers, with lectures and so on, and games and so on. Then we can talk about something. But still, they need a curator, somebody that would curate them, to manage them, to be connected with other groups that are also involved in the same thing. They need to study. Don't rush. One more question, please.
Yes, wenn ich einen Zustand erreiche, in dem ich das Gefühl habe, dass meine alte Realität in Trümmern liegt.
There is a feeling that all of my previous reality is falling apart.
Und die neue ist noch nicht da. Ich kann sie noch nicht definieren.
And the new reality is not there yet. I cannot define it.
That's why I'm saying that you need to study, you need to gather experience, you need to be connected with other groups and so on. And only then will we be able to decide. Yes, please.
Hello, Rav. How can a person bring contentment to the Creator in every minute and every second?
Здравствуйте, Рав. Как человек может каждую минуту доставлять наслаждение Творцу?
If a person thinks about this all the time, he needs to, if we're doing something, anything in the world, in life, doesn't matter what, it could be your just favorite thoughts or actions. Sorry, if you're in the bathroom, if you're in bed and even with somebody else there, if you're eating, if you're working, if you're studying, doesn't matter what, the whole program of nature, all the forces in it, are aimed in a way that all of this will be toward bestowal. And then you enter such a state in which before you there is revealed a completely new space of sensation of the new world. You begin to feel it and see it, the system of governance, which is, why is it hidden from us? It's not hidden. It's only invisible because we're not relating to it correctly. We can only see it if we're going to be to aspire toward this, toward bestowal. And then you see how it is. There's a law of equivalence of form. It's in our world as well. According to equivalence of form, any phenomena is sensed. So if I want to discover something, I build a sensor that would be that is meant for that phenomena. So if I want to feel the upper world, I need to be in that quality. Then it'll be revealed to me. So the aspiration, doesn't matter what it is, the point is that you always have to be connected to the point that I, no matter what I'm doing, whatever's happening inside me, first of all, thoughts and desires, and then mechanical actions, I can do whatever I want in the world. I'm doing this only in order to please the Creator. What does it mean to please the Creator? No Creator. Excuse me, I don't want to confuse you. There is no Creator. And there is nobody to please. You, by this, in this direction, aspiration and desire, these thoughts, you... Oops, sorry. That's probably a warning. By that, you as if calibrate yourself. You're tuning yourself towards a sensation of the true world. And what manifests inside of you as a result, this force, that is called the Creator. But it doesn't exist in... It can only manifest inside you.
But if we say there's no Creator, how can I think... I'm trying to have an intention to please the Creator, eating some pizza or driving a car.
Ну, если мы говорим, что нет от Творца вообще, как я могу в намерении, если я кушаю пиццу или вообще?
Ну не надо, не надо. Я уже.
You know, don't worry about it. It's okay. I'm sorry that I said that. Sorry. I'm already regretting mentioning that. It's a complicated system. You have to retune yourself under a different system of. Of perception. It's like Einstein's theory where you go above space and time. You have to... What does it do, essentially? The Kabbalah allows you to sense a new reality. It's like what you sense, and you have to tune into the sensation of a parallel reality. If our reality exists only in this, the strength of, in the sense of egoistic reception, evolving and developing along a, by a program that's independent of us, we, together with you, are not free in anything. But when you enter this new reality, a new ability to be completely free appears in you, to act. Maybe we'll have a discussion about it. On the attainment of a new reality. But this is a gradual seeping into it. It's like when people, whoever studied, let's say, physics, the theory of relativity, there occurs also with students, this, they study, and then through about 8 or 10 months, they begin to get used to this new data, time, space, motion, that can be irrespective of each other, something completely out of our world. And so this is something that we just have to get used to, and then we'll see that there is a different attitude towards reality. And if we begin to enter in that way through the group, of course it's the most simple way to do it, then we'll see the world differently and we'll be able to control it as well. Everything's ahead of us. All right, we'll talk about it a little more. Sorry, I confused you guys too much. Yes, please.
Good evening, Rav. I wanted to ask you. On what you brought up regarding our group in Petah Tikva. And the thoughts about them, that they're out there fighting like lions. And we here are torn with this thought. On Monday, we're going to go back to help them. But what we can do in order to strengthen them?
Well, this group is in the front lines. And they're fighting for our right to deliver truth to the world. First is the revelation of Kabbalah.
Средство для исправления человека и человечества.
And this is talking about the correction of humanity as a means of correcting the world. There's nothing to correct in the world. There's only the person to correct. So if we begin continue to exist in the framework of our egoistic nature, we will not have any ability to continue living in this world, on this planet. We're burying ourselves, and we won't be able to do anything about it. This is said very simply in the Zohar, that the angel of death comes to a person, the egoistic force, and he, at the end of his sword, there's a drop of poison, and a person from thirst still can't refuse it, and the angel of death, and with this motion, flings this drop into the mouth of a person, and in this way the person dies. We can't correct ourselves by anything other than the attraction of the upper light. The whole wisdom of Kabbalah is given for this reason. And we can't correct ourselves with the help of the upper light if we don't organize into a group, if we don't study the foundation of the upper worlds, the structure, the formation of material, how this upper force clothes in us on its descent. The time has come for us to reveal this to the world, and by that we also ascend ourselves. And of course, in our movement forward, there are many egoistic fears, doubts. We wouldn't want to go along these dramatic steps forward. We would like to perhaps mitigate in some way everything, not to step out so broad, so directly against these seemingly huge forces in our world, but it's like Pharaoh stands against Moses. And who is Moses? He's nothing. He's nobody. And after that, and he's afraid. By the way, it's written in the Torah that Moses all the time is just trembling, and he's coming up against Pharaoh. But the Creator pushes him forward and forces him to stand against the Pharaoh face to face. Before the all of the egoism in our world, and after all, we see that if Moses goes together with the Creator, Moses in Hebrew is Moshe. It's from the word limshoch, to pull. It's a force that pulls us out of egoism. That's why it's called Moshe. This is, in general, it's an Egyptian word, actually. Moshe. Because this is how the Pharaoh's daughter, Batya, called the child that she pulled out of the Nile. And so Moshe is helpless. He stands before Pharaoh and trembles, but the Creator put him there in such a way. So if he accepts this, then he wins. Today, we are in a state which we would never be able to plan for. In general, the state is absolute uncertainty, absolute fear of a conflict. And I also, inside of myself, I am just overjoyed by this internally. This joy is just, it's multi-layered. First, that we earned such enemies. This is what Bala Sulam was talking about, that he wanted to blow up this wall between Kabbalah and humanity, because it's the only thing that would save humanity, and now it's happening. We have earned an enormous advertisement that we would never be able to do for ourselves. The fact that it's negative doesn't matter. Positive or negative, in advertising, it doesn't matter. You know yourself. Here I heard today, the other day, a pair of actors that they're getting divorced, and then they're getting back together or something like that. You know, they're just talking about that.
Мы здесь заслуживаем действительно серьезных шагов распространения.
So we are earning great advertising here and steps in dissemination. This is forcing us to step up, to reevaluate everything. We're going to battle. It's connected to as if it's really big risks. And it really is big risks, but the reward is huge. And there's no way back. This is all placed as from, you know, from under. You know, it's like it's an obstacle placed before you by the Creator, and He's doing it in such a way that you won't be able to avoid it at all. This picture is completely and clear, and I think that it's beginning to become clear to our friends as well, that you have nowhere to run. The Creator will leave you before the Pharaoh, and you will now work. I'm very happy about this, because we earned such a great attitude and treatment from the Creator. Very strong and dramatic treatment. One, two, is that our whole group and our world group understands this state and this critical point from our final efforts that we're doing, and agree to stand and to stand under this weight and hold it up and answer it correctly, this challenge. To stand it, and to come back with strength, without doing what has to be done, without trembling or doubting. And I hope that ahead, this period now that we live through, that we're living, it is giving me that faith when I felt that we are really before the Egyptian exile. This is already serious steps. These are already serious steps against our huge egoism, which is being revealed before us now. Especially when this last stage of our battle is revealed against all sorts of specific circles, it's said that when the nation of Israel left Egypt, they were chased by Egyptians, partially. And it didn't say Egyptians specifically, but it said that Erev Rav chased them, not specifically Egyptian. Erev Rav is kind of a weird thing, kind of a weird name. Who are these people? There was nobody to run after them, because all the warriors of Pharaoh were already destroyed. All the servants, everybody, they sort of died off from these 10 plagues. And the firstborn. Who was left in Egypt. The only people that were left in Egypt were those that hold on to it the most, and they are called Irei Hashem Ovdei Paro, the fears of the Creator, but working for Pharaoh. So, and they, right now, are the ones that we are battling currently. So if we've came to such a state, then really we're very close to the exodus from Egypt, which I am congratulating you all with now.
Hello, Rav. We have a question about disseminating integral education.
У нас есть вопрос относительно распространения интегрального воспитания.
We work with the Holland Group, and we are very thankful for integral education, and we're working really hard.
Мы работаем с Голландской группой, работаем в интегральном воспитании, и очень благодарны за это. Мы работаем очень сильно.
We organize as many projects as we can.
Мы организуем как можно больше проектов.
And we really feel future there.
И мы чувствуем действительно будущее там.
At the same time, we see that friends are losing their jobs.
В то же время мы видим, что товарищи теряют работу.
Our business is going down, and it makes it really hard to.
Их бизнес падает, идет крах, и это очень тяжело.
To get our corporeal necessities in order.
Очень тяжело выстроить наши материальные насущные потребности.
So the question is,
и вопрос.
Is this a sign, no, is this just the Creator giving us a misperception?
Знак ли это того, что Творец нас пытается запутать?
Or is this a sign that there is no more balance between study, dissemination and corporeal necessities?
Или это значит, что у нас просто нет правильного баланса между распространением и удовлетворением насущных потребностей?
Творец не желает нас запутать.
The Creator does not wish to confuse us.
Он желает нам только лишь всего хорошего. Путаем мы себя сами.
He wishes us only the best, and we confuse ourselves. So we must either by the path of suffering or the path of our own free will. We need to understand that there is no way to change a person except the society, and there is no other way to change a person. If we don't change our nature, we drown ourselves. There will be terrible battles and wars, and until there are only a few people left, and then by that you'll have a few people that will close nature, that will finish the program of nature, that will hopefully disappear by that time. Or you can do it in a different way, through dissemination. So halfway through suffering or halfway through dissemination, we are trying to do it as well as possible. This is a conscious path. This, as much as we'll be able to do this, then everyone will succeed. We'll win from this. What can we do concretely? I don't know. But the story you're telling will only deepen and worsen. And I talked about this many years ago. Until the moment when people will stop wanting to listen, will start wanting to listen. I tried, and many times, to talk with all sorts of managers and from the European Union as well, leaders, and they don't want to hear it. They still think that they have a chance to defend themselves from everything. And he was saying that, you know, that they'll work it out for themselves, and they'll have security and wealth, and everything else doesn't matter.
они не в состоянии ничего сделать.
They are unable of to do anything. So all hope is for us to all hope is on us, for us to work. So you must have to try to do something. So take more people, try to write letters, to turn to people, to the upper and the lower. You have to try to disseminate, otherwise you can't do anything. Because you see, we attain something, you're here, you hear about these chances to bring the world out of this dead end. And from you guys, 1,000 more people can hear about this. There's no other way. Only through the group is the light being pulled, and who do we who can we give it to? And for that, we need to connect to the world, to humanity. So the ball's in your court. Don't think that it could be better, that Kabbalah can give you wealth, power, knowledge, comfort. Nothing will help. The only thing that will help is through correction. In no other way. I received many letters when this crisis started. All right, so now show us what Kabbalah was able to do. And I answered very simply. I answered, as a rule, I answered, Kabbalah is able to explain to you how you can change yourselves in such a way that the world would change. And that's it. The world will not change in any other way. So to, you know, complain that people are missing, that losing jobs, that they can't exist as they were before, it's all correct, but you can't really complain about it because this is a clear, natural motion of our development, and it'll be much worse than this. And still, now everything is tuned in order to sort of still take care of you, more or less, the government and so on. But in general, the state could be much worse. The Creator will shake us until He'll shake all the ego out of us, until we realize that you need to change. It's a problem.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Меня зовут Светлана, я из Софии. У меня такой вопрос, ну, очень для меня.
Hi, Raf. My name is Svetlana from Sofia. I have a question that bothers me very much. I don't want to take too much time.
Распространение, которое, на которое мы так все рассчитываем, что мужчины будут проводить его эффективно.
With this integral education dissemination, and that we'd like the men to be included in. Is it important that they be educated? Because when you use analogies and comparisons and examples from science, it's very effective. And when
the
men ask the same question 1,000 times, it doesn't feel like.
Categorical answer. Your question is completely wrong. I never hear the same question. Even if you say it in a row from ten different people. There are no same questions. About education or upbringing, I think that you don't need any upbringing. If a person hears our lessons, watches our lessons, if he hears and watches my discussions with New Life, with Oren, New Life, the New Life series with Oren. If he reads my blog, practically there you have all the material. Besides what's happening with books and integral education, everything that's happening there, and he has all the materials. Besides that, you don't need to dig into anything else. I specifically in my blog gave all news and opinions and stuff. I'm just saying this for a person to be kind of like, you know, in the flow of things, so he'll have some material to speak about in front of a crowd. But you don't really need anything besides our material, specifically.
Раф, я из России. У нас много текущих проектов, еще больше идей и начинающих.
Раф, I'm from Russia. We have many projects. Some of them, they're onset, some are developed. When I decide where to invest my energy, what is most important? The widest audience, reaching the widest audience, or including the most friends?
Конкретно или категорично?
Or maybe it's important concretely just because a big group is working at it.
Concretely or categorically? A product needs to be short. Any long project will be buried. Product needs to be discussed immediately and must be immediately realized. Otherwise, through a week, it'll be past its time and you won't be able to do anything with it because we're evolving all the time. And we'll have completely new states and conditions. The project must be supported by the group. If it's not supported by the group, it'll fail, even if it's the most successful thing ever. Because the most important thing in our spiritual work is work in the group. So going against the group is already in advance. You need to just remove this person and this project if it's not together with the group. Yes, please.
Мне недавно пришлось 2 месяца тому назад побыть на курсах в Вене.
Hi, Rav. This is Boris from Vilna. A few months ago, I took I took some courses in the labor department. They asked me what I'm doing. I told them that I study Kabbalah. And I met all the teachers, psychologists there. Let me do a lecture, and it was very successful. I even sold a few books, and they invited me again to their team. So my first question is, you answered, does one require education? My second question, I have no education, but I have a great desire. And he said you have to be in the lesson, well, something I'm trying to do. I didn't get permission from the group yet, but it's a big project and a desire to advance towards that. Every few weeks they have 400 or 500 students that come in there, come through that place.
You need to have one lesson there, or what?
Charging money
with
for
group?
Это нужно с дирекцией говорить. Надо написать письмо, получить ответ. Но команда учителей уже согласна, чтобы я был в их.
I have to coordinate with them.
Да, но сколько занятий вам дадут с каждой группой?
Пока не знаю.
Yeah, but how many lessons do you get with each group?
I don't know yet.
So you have to work out with our friends, either with Moscow or whatever, or the local ones. I don't know who else. You have to work out these things.
здесь провел уже первый курс, вот два дня тому назад была сильнейшая команда здесь.
Ну, в общем, все равно, у вас
The point is, do you have this ability to do this?
Kabbalah.
Согласны с этим?
You know what to do, if you're ready to go, then go and do it. Great job.
Hello, friends. I'm Steve from Scandinavia.
Здравствуйте, друзья. Я Сив из Скандинавии.
First of all, I want to say to Israel that the Tikva, we are thinking about you.
В первую очередь, мне хочется сказать, передать в Израиль, что мы думаем о вас.
Our hearts are with you.
Наши сердца с вами.
We don't leave you for a second.
И мы ни на секунду вас не оставляем.
I want to, you to explain a little bit better.
Я хочу, чтобы вы немножко лучше объяснили.
How events like this, when we are really trying and doing what we can.
Как подобные события, когда мы действительно пытаемся, стараемся изо всех сил.
To achieve new connection among us.
Достичь большего объединения между нами.
How this is affecting our friends in Israel?
Какой эффект это влияет на, какой эффект это оказывает, например, на наших товарищей в Израиле?
Or any friends which facing difficult times.
Или каких-либо товарищей, которые сталкиваются сейчас с тяжелыми временами, с тяжелыми событиями.
Все мы взаимосвязаны.
We are all interconnected. All of humanity. Absolutely everybody. Billions and billions of people. What are you saying? It's like a network that you can't even convey it. Every sphira consists of 10, and each of those consists of 10, and so on. It goes into infinity. It's uncountable. It's not counted in quantity, but in quality.
Духовное вообще меряется качеством, а не
количеством. And it also has those 125 steps. Somebody else said that how can there be so many and so on? Well, you know, I don't even want to talk about quantity anymore. I don't want to scare anybody. But when we... Let's say, today we're having our Congress here, and it's all built on mutual understanding and in order to really feel ourselves together, in order for us to be for between us, for one single whole warm thing to form, so that there the upper force would manifest, the upper light. The fact that there exists, what existed in a full kli before its shattering in the upper worlds. So here, through this, we're giving an enormous help to the Israel group.
Ну это здорово, что так получилось. Никто и не планировал.
And this worked out very well.
Думать по-другому, что если бы я знал.
Then you might think about
так тяжело.
If I knew that you would have to work so hard on dissemination in Israel, then of course we wouldn't have this Congress here from the 1st to the 3rd of November on one hand. On the other hand, the Creator put us in such a state that we gathered with so many people and that are ready for unity and connection, and it's a huge help. It really is just a great and necessary help. I'm very happy that this Congress is happening specifically at that time, when we are pushing that, we're breaking down that iron wall between Kabbalah and the rest of humanity. We, all of us, are participating in this.
Sevgili Rav, merhaba. Ben Türkiye'den Mira. Hello, dear Raf. I'm Mira from Turkey.
Здравствуйте, дорогой Раф. Я Мира из Турции.
Bağa gelmeye çalıştıkça, dostlarla bir olmayı arzuladıkça yalnız bırakılıyorum ya da ben uzaklaşıyorum. Yaratan bunu neden yapıyor? Dostlardan başka sığınacak yuvamız yok.
Whenever I struggle to come to the connection with Creator and to come to the connection with friends, whenever I struggle to be together with friends, there are always obstacles and I always become alone.
Мне всегда очень тяжело, очень много преград на пути к тому, когда я пытаюсь соединиться с товарищами, когда я пытаюсь вот прийти к соединению.
And Creator, I was kicked by the Creator then, and Creator puts me out of the home.
А потом творец puts me out of the home.
Yeah.
Из дома. Когда я сама, он выгоняет меня из дома.
Why does Creator do that?
Почему творец это делает?
Не понял я.
Sorry, I didn't understand. Can you repeat that? Can you repeat that again?
She says, whenever she wants to come to the connection with friends,
каждый раз, когда она хочет вот соединиться с товарищами,
there are obstacles so much.
Есть всякие преграды.
She becomes alone.
А потом ей становится одинок, она становится одна.
And she was kicked by Creator.
Kicked. А, и удары настигают ее, удары Творца.
Why does Creator do that?
Почему так Творец не поступает?
То есть... Получается так, что когда она
Okay, so it turns out that when she
делает добрые дела,
when she does good things,
получает удары.
Then she gets blows. But when she stops good things,
устраивается хорошо.
Then everything turns out very well. Starts being calm.
Знаете, нам с вами надо все-таки.
You know, we really need to this article, the concealment and revelation of the Creator. We're really asking for that. That's talking about specifically about that state when a person is still in concealment. Then he. She's correct. When she does good deeds, she feels worse. When she's everybody else, and it's better. It's a very clear. Very rarely do I get such a clear analysis of the state of a person. Usually, he gets confused like everybody else, but she had a very clear and true thing. So we'll read this article. It's very it's very showing, it's telling, it's educational. The article revelatory, and all of this in fact is a step leading up to the world just shining forward.
Hello, Rav. You have greetings from French Cali.
Здравствуйте, Рав. От французского Кли вам огромный привет.
My question is, we have in among the French Cali virtual group, so people.
Да, у нас есть виртуальная группа во французском сообществе, в французском языке. И мой вопрос.
Some people live in different country and different continent.
Многие из друзей, они живут в разных странах и на разных континентах.
So about the dissemination of integral education, I want to know, like somebody living alone in one country, can participate with another group from that country to do the dissemination.
Да, и касательно интегрального распространения, как человек, который живет сам в целой стране, может скооперироваться с людьми из других групп?
Ну, в таком случае, я считаю, что распространение должно быть виртуальным.
Well, in that case, I think that dissemination should be virtual.
Виртуальное распространение каббалы или виртуальное...
Virtual dissemination of Kabbalah or virtual dissemination of the method of integral education doesn't matter, but virtual. If I am alone in my country, I don't see anybody next to me, then my group is virtual, my whole life is virtual.
But what about if I'm living in a place that there is another group near me, is it possible to join that group just for the dissemination?
Ну, а что, если рядом со мной живет группа, а стоит ли мне присоединиться к этой группе только для того, чтобы распространять?
Почему только для того, чтобы распространять?
Why only just to disseminate? If there's a group next to him, how could he be alone? How could he not be in that group? If the Creator told him, then he has to be in that group if the Creator gave him this condition. If there are no other groups at all, then he has to seek a virtual group. Well, give us a song. Because I see that people... No? Okay. There we go. And then we'll eat.
La 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 la.
Nuestra actitud controlará.